Welcome to Right Now. I'm your host, Stacey Chadwell, coming to you live from Las Vegas.
Joining me tonight is Michael Gerber, the founder of eMyth Worldwide, coaching, training, and education firm he created in 1977 to transform the development of small businesses worldwide. Now approaching his 32nd year, Michael E. Gerber's extraordinary work has achieved stunning results by transforming more than 65,000 businesses in over 145 countries, translated in 29 languages, and used in 118 universities in the world. Michael Gerber has founded 11 new ventures in the last 4 years. Michael lives with his wife, Luz Delia, in Carlsbad, California, where they are intentionally and joyously pursuing their shared vision for transforming the world one business at a time. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
My pleasure.
Now, I understand that Dave Ramsey, Robert Kiyosaki, Jack Canfield, and Tim Ferriss all recommend your New York Times bestseller, The E-Myth Revisited. What is The E-Myth?
Well, The E-Myth is the entrepreneurial myth. It essentially is the cause for the vast majority of small businesses that go out of business on a regular basis. It means the entrepreneurial myth. That is, that people who start businesses aren't really entrepreneurs as we think they are, but rather what I've come to call technicians suffering from an entrepreneurial seizure. So they create a job for themselves rather than creating a business that can operate without them, without creating a business that's scalable, without creating a business that has its own form and substance and systems that operates independent of the founder, independent of the owner.
I see. So why do entrepreneurs fail?
Well, entrepreneurs fail for all sorts of reasons, but true entrepreneurs fail simply because the timing of what they've invented isn't right. The capital isn't available. They missed the point in the starting of their venture. But the fact of the matter is that the people that you think of as entrepreneurs aren't really entrepreneurs at all. Entrepreneurs, in the main, succeed or fail very, very abruptly because they always start something that's significantly bigger than anything they've ever done before, significantly different than anyone has ever done before. And because of that, they're playing in a very, very, very solitary and unusual game. On the other hand, all the other guys who start companies aren't entrepreneurs at all. As I said earlier, they're technicians suffering from an entrepreneurial seizure, and they create a job for themselves. And now they're working for a lunatic. So they get busy, 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 busy doing what they know how to do, but fail to do all of the things they absolutely must learn how to do in order to build a business that really works.
I see. So I know that you started as a dreaming room at the end of 2005, which is a 2.5-day intensive. And from your experiences with the dreaming room, you wrote Awaken the Entrepreneur. First, what is the dreaming room and what happened that inspired the Awakening book?
Well, the dreaming room is what I call an entrepreneurial incubator. Not an incubator for the business, per se, but an incubator of the entrepreneurial personality. So in my book, Awakening the Entrepreneur Within, the subtitle of which is How Ordinary People Can Create Extraordinary Companies Without Any Experience to Guide Them, I'm essentially describing or defining what an entrepreneur actually is in a way that has never been defined before. And I speak of the four personalities of the entrepreneur that are critical if anything of substance, anything of value is going to be created.
I see. Well, can a technician be transformed into the entrepreneur that is needed to run these businesses?
Well, the technician, first of all, has to understand it's not knowing how to do the work in your business that's going to make you successful at that. It's knowing how to convert the work that you do in your business into an intelligent system that you can then delegate to others to utilize to produce the result your company has been created to produce. So I talked about those four personalities, and they're very, very critical. If the technician in us is going to give way to the entrepreneur within us, and that's the dreamer, thinker, the storyteller, and the leader. So the dreamer has a dream. That's a picture of a great result. The dreamer sets out to create a great result. Martin Luther King, not an entrepreneur, but certainly a dreamer, said very, very simply and straightforwardly, I have a dream. Well, the truth is, most entrepreneurs have a dream. Walt Disney had a dream. Michael Dell at Dell Computer had a dream. Steve Jobs had a dream. These true entrepreneurs, true creators, certainly and absolutely have a dream. It's bigger than life, and they're pursuing it with everything they have. But the dreamer's not enough. The second part of the entrepreneurial personality is the thinker, and the thinker has a vision. So the dreamer has a dream, a great result, and the thinker has a vision for how that great result is going to be produced. That business model that will enable that great result to be manifested in the world. And so in our particular case, when we started in 1977 with what then was called the Michael Thomas Corporation, I was Michael and the other guy was Thomas, I had a dream. And I had a vision. My dream was to transform the state of small business worldwide. My vision was to invent the McDonald's of small business consulting. I absolutely knew that the key to being able to transform the state of small business worldwide was to do with consulting with small businesses exactly what Ray Kroc did at McDonald's and transform the state of small businesses by developing a system, a turnkey system that could be delivered absolutely every single time without fail. The third part is I had a purpose. Every entrepreneur has a purpose. They must have a purpose, and the purpose overrides everything else. The purpose in our case was that no one would ever have to start a small business and fail. Now understand, fully 90%, 9 out of 10, all new businesses will be out of business within 5 years. I mean, it's staggering when you think about it. So given those statistics, one asks, what is it then that causes those businesses to fail? And what it is what I said earlier. They're not really entrepreneurs. They go to work. They do what they think needs to be done, but they don't know how to do anything else. The purpose must address someone specific who is going to become the customer for your business, who isn't getting what they need in their life, and your business is going to provide it to them better than anyone else has ever done it. And finally, there's the mission. So I have a dream, I have a vision, I have a purpose, and I have a mission. The personality of the entrepreneur who has a purpose is the storyteller. Entrepreneurs tell stories. Entrepreneurs who don't tell stories cannot, in fact, awaken the energy that's absolutely essential if a business is going to thrive. Finally, the leader has a mission. So we've got a dreamer, we've got a thinker, we've got a storyteller, we've got a leader. We have a dream, we have a vision, we have a purpose, and we have a mission. And the mission is to invent the system through which your dream, your vision, your purpose can be realized. And that system must be scalable. That means it can grow, and deliver what it is you've invented to truly have a transformational impact on the world. And that's the fundamental principle of awakening the entrepreneur within and the fundamental activity we engage in the dreaming room.
Wow. Quite an impressive model you have there.
Well, thank you.
What is the new kind of entrepreneur?
Well, the new entrepreneur is interested in doing something more than simply making money, more than simply growing a company. The new entrepreneur truly wants to have that transformational impact on the world. The company that I create, the new entrepreneur would say, has to have meaning. There has to be something beyond simply the business of business in order to be satisfying, in order to be deliberating, in order to be consciously convinced that we're going to have a profound impact on people and on the circumstances which possess those people, which those people suffer from. And that's what entrepreneurs in this new age of the new entrepreneurs, I think of it, are going to be focusing their attention on. The perfect exemplar for the new entrepreneur is Muhammad Yunus, the inventor of Grameen Bank, microlending in Bangladesh, who has literally transformed the lives of impoverished women by the millions because of the unique business model that he invented and has continued to grow throughout the world. It's absolutely stunning what Muhammad Yunus has done. In his book, Banker to the Poor, he tells the story about how he did it. It's truly remarkable when you think of it that anybody, literally anybody, who has a dream, a vision, a purpose, and a mission, who's truly called to have a profound impact on the conditions that people suffer from in the world, can create a great company. And it's that individual who's called to do that and is determined to learn how to do that and is willing to take the risk to do that is what I refer to as the new entrepreneur.
So they want to make, not only just make a business, they want to make a difference, a big difference.
They want to make a difference. And they want to make a difference differently. And they want to make a difference differently and passionately. And nothing, absolutely nothing, will keep them from doing it.
Oh, I like people who are that fired up. I understand you wrote an additional new book based on your reflection of both The Dreaming Room and The Awakenings. Can you share with us a little about your new book, The E-Myth Enterprise?
Well, The E-Myth Enterprise is really a set of stories dealing with four premises, and that is that a company, if one were to think of it as a model, is a visual model, an emotional model, a functional model, and a financial model. And it also is visual, emotional, functional, and financial in relationship to its four primary influencers. And those four primary influencers are, of course, the customer, the employee, the supplier, and the lender or investor. And each of those primary influencers has their own visual, emotional, functional, and financial preferences. And so every single entrepreneur who starts a company must start a company thinking visually, thinking emotionally, thinking functionally, and thinking financially. And when you begin to put those four pieces together and apply them to any company that you might think about, you will see exactly where that company succeeded at applying these principles in the action that their business takes every day, and ignored them. And I'm saying ignore them at your own risk. Well, the E-Myth Enterprise is really a series of stories of individuals who failed not to, in fact, didn't fail, but didn't ignore those, but absolutely pursued them with everything they had. And so we give a visual, we give an emotional, we give a functional, and we give a financial template for an individual to understand better what I mean by that.
When you were talking about the different things that you need to have as an entrepreneur, or how many people would you say have all four of those ingredients?
Well, I'd say that we're all potentially active entrepreneurs. I say that we're all born with an entrepreneur within us. The entrepreneur is nothing other than a creator. That's what an entrepreneur is. We each and every single one of us have a creator within. Our problem is that that part of ourselves is pretty much subjugated by our parents, by our teachers, by our peers, by our bosses, by our friends, by our associates, and on and on and on, to the point where very, very few of us ever live a truly creative life. The Dreaming Room is my attempt to awaken that creator inside of the people who come to participate. In other words, to me, everybody's stuck where they are. I would say it's not only to me, I think probably everybody knows to the degree that they are stuck where they are and can't get beyond it. We can't get beyond it because our imagination can't see anything beyond it. We feel compelled to be and to do the things we do and to be the person we are. I'm suggesting we are significantly more than the person we know and the person we have been and the habits we've developed over our lifetime. And I'm saying at the age of 74 that every single one of us can rise above it. And the way we rise above it is to begin to understand the potential of rising above it and beginning to get the experience of actually actively pursuing that part of myself that lies above it, and beginning to feel the movement within ourselves that causes us to begin to see what's missing in this picture. And as we begin to see what's missing in this picture, we get to begin to experience a new taste of what living is all about. And as we begin to do that, we begin to ask the question, so what else could I do other than what I have done to give other people the experience that I've just had? And that's where all of this begins.
So really, when you have the Dreaming Room, you're really bringing the magic, the creator within us, back out.
Absolutely. And that's what I'm doing, that's what they're doing, that's what everybody in the Dreaming Room is doing. And it's absolutely astonishing when you experience it. People are absolutely not able, as they walk into the Dreaming Room, to appreciate what's about to happen. People walk out of the Dreaming Room shocked. And they're shocked at how long they've allowed themselves to live without truly tapping in to an imagination that was actually a stranger to them. They're like a stranger living in a strange land, like Heinlein said. They're not truly aware of how much creativity resides within them because nobody's taught them how to tap into it. Well, that's what we do in the Dreaming Room. That's what we've done at E-Myth Worldwide. That's what we've done in working with the tens of thousands of small business clients, the technicians I've talked about who have broken businesses simply because they have broken imaginations. They truly don't understand or appreciate how different their business can actually be by beginning to see something they had not seen before and the extraordinary potential of it. So this is not just motivation. This happens and has to happen inside of every single individual. You can't make them do it. You can't simply teach them to do it. They have to be hungry for something other than what they have.
I see. Well, you're the number one small business guru and also a coach and have several coaching programs. What type of person do you work with? I mean, I get that they're going to be entrepreneurs, but who usually comes to you?
Oh, we've worked with just about everybody, name it. people ask the question, well, is this appropriate for this particular kind of business or this particular kind of individual? No. It's appropriate for anybody who comes and says, let's do it. In fact, that's simply what it is. Let's do it. Let's just do it. And I don't care who it is. I can tell you absolutely someone, everyone, anyone who rises to the occasion will begin to discover something inside of themselves that will reveal itself in a way it had never revealed itself before. Those are CEOs of companies who walk in with a company that's dead in its tracks and walk out with a company that they never could have imagined they would be leading forward into a completely new role, a new game, to do something they hadn't even conceived of before. And all this happens in a very short period of time. It's absolutely stunning. It's absolutely astonishing. When I did my first Dreaming Room in December of 2005, I hadn't a clue, actually, what I was going to do. I just said, come dream with me, a blank piece of paper and beginner's mind. That's how we start every Dreaming Room, with a blank piece of paper and beginner's mind. Not with an idea of what we're going to do, not with a need to pursue some particular vector, not to actually actively engage with someone I already know inside of myself. No, it's a blank piece of paper. It's a blank piece of paper regarding your life, regarding your career, regarding your relationships, regarding your company, regarding entrepreneurship, regarding work, regarding creativity, regarding imagination. Blank, blank, blank. And that's what's so exquisite about it. It just begins to reveal itself. And if we're present, if I'm present, if they're present, if we're passionately convinced that this game we're playing has value to uncover something we have never uncovered before, something magical will happen. And it's that magic we're all looking for.
We have the book, The Most Successful Small Business in the World. Will you share a little about that book with us, please?
Well, it's very difficult to do that in a short interview, but let me say it revolves around the 10 principles, and the 10 principles simply tell you that there are fundamental realities of a business that's going to soar, going to grow, going to be exponentially successful in what it chooses to do. The most successful small business in the world essentially says that every single small business that exists on this planet can be the most successful small business in the world. If you, in fact, go through each of the 10 principles and apply them, you will see that each of them call you out of yourself to reach for something higher than you are. And in the process of doing that, something truly remarkable happens. And it happens again and again and again and again and again and again and again. So the 10 principles never fail. So I'll say to anybody who's listening to this or reading this, that's exactly what they need to do. Go read The Most Successful Small Business in the World and go acquaint yourself with the 10 principles. And suddenly you'll be in a new world. And that's why I say anyone's business can become the most successful small business in the world, because the world we're speaking about is a completely different world than the world most of us live in.
Wow. Just the way of listening to you talk about all these things, you really do transform companies, small companies, and it sounds like people.
We do. We do. Well, we have. We will. And that's why we're here.
Well, what can we expect from you in the next year?
Well, we've started two new companies over the past 15 months, the first of which is called Michael E. Gerber Partners. Michael E. Gerber Partners is really a social network, a business network of one kind that effectively enables every single vertical market in the world, whether that vertical market be a chiropractor or an optometrist or a financial advisor, et cetera, and so forth. To truly understand how to apply the E-Myth point of view, go to work on your company, not in your company. Create a company that works without you as opposed to because of you. To apply that and to do that, I'm seeking out co-authors to co-author these vertical E-Myth books. We have 9 books on their way to being published the first of next year. I mentioned 2 of them, the E-Myth Chiropractor, the E-Myth Optometrist. We've just published the E-Myth Attorney, Why Most Legal Practices Don't Work and What to Do About It. And there are 310 such vertical markets that we're focusing our attention on over the next 3 years, which means there'll be 310 new E-Myth books telling through the eyes and voice of the generalist, that's me, and the specialist, and that's my co-authors, who have taken the E-Myth point of view and applied it in a profound way to truly transform the state of their practice so they can now go out and teach their peers in their market, in their industry, other chiropractors, other optometrists, other financial advisors, how to apply it as they have. And as we begin to do that, we see it as the largest social network of its kind in the world, raising all business to a level of performance and productivity unlike anything that's ever been done before in every industry. So that's one company. The second company is called Origination, and it's the new venture development process by which we engage the unemployed, the underemployed, the self-employed, and sole proprietors in a process that begins with the dreaming room and then takes them through 4 very distinct steps of development. We call them, very, very simply, the new venture development process. The first is LEAP, the second is AFFIRM, the third is LAUNCH, and the fourth is GROW. So through the program we've developed called LEAP, AFFIRM, LAUNCH, and GROW, we expect to start hundreds of thousands of micro companies by engaging the entrepreneur within each and every one of those founders to teach people who normally depend upon a job and who can no longer depend upon a job to show them that, in fact, they don't have to depend upon getting a job, that, in fact, they can create jobs for countless other people while teaching them at the same time how to awaken the entrepreneur within themselves. So in my mind, it's an economic development program and process unlike anything that's ever been done before. So that's all we're doing over the next year.
Fascinating. Incredible what you're doing.
Thank you.
Well, can I ask you a couple of personal questions, if you don't mind?
Well, of course.
What inspires you?
What inspires me? It's a great question. And I don't mean to belittle the question, because I'm asked that all the time. Where do I get my passion? Where do I get my interest in doing all of these things? Well, what inspires me is creating. I love to create. I cannot not create. Creating is key. Without creating, life is meaningless. And so I believe in earnest that if we're born in the image of God, and I believe we are, we're born to create. Here we are on this earth. We're born to create. We're born to fix the world. And it's endless. There are an infinite number of things we could do. And those infinite number of things are simply calling to us. And to the degree we're awake and looking, we see them. And they're so exciting and enticing when you begin to understand how broken the world is and yet how extraordinarily remarkable it is to fix it. And so that's what I do. I just continue in the pursuit of my dream, my vision, my purpose, And my mission, which hasn't changed in the past 40 years, the dream is the same, the vision's the same, the purpose is the same, and the mission is the same, and simply pursuing it to discover how to do it better and better and better than it's ever been done. And that's endless. And I know I'll not figure it all out, but that's also what's exciting about it, because I know somebody will.
How do you inspire others and change their lives?
Well, very simply, I write books, I speak. I just came back from an event in Las Vegas where I was a keynote speaker. The event started out discussing growing a business. By the time I was done, people were crying, were coming up to me and saying, how do I get to feel that way? How do I get to feel that way? And I had to say to them, you are feeling that way. You can't help but feel that way. It's why we're here. And as you begin to do that, writing books, speaking, creating companies that have a profound impact on the people who work there and the people who buy from us, the people who are developers with us, and so forth and so on, all of those things come together to have a profound, profound, profound impact. And I know there's going to be, as it's been said, a tipping point, meaning at what point in my life does the true transformation of small business occur, the true transformation, because we've awakened the entrepreneur within countless millions of people. And we don't know what that will be. We don't know when that will be. But we know the fundamental principles are true because we've applied them, and applied them again and again, and watched them in every kind of business possible and every kind of individual possible truly have their transformational impact. So I know we're doing the right thing. All we have to do is to continue to pursue it with everything we've got, and in the process, we will awaken the entrepreneur within millions upon millions upon millions of people in the world, and as we do that, the world will truly be shifted into a completely new plane. I honestly believe that's true.
Oh, I can tell that you do. I believe you too. What made you choose this arena for your life's great work?
Who knows? First I was doing this, then I was doing that, and here I am. So the truth is, you never could have said, I never could have said, if we go back to the day I started my first company, 1977, nobody would have ever been able to say that I would be successful at doing this. I didn't know anything about business. I'd been a hippie when there were hippies. I'd been a beatnik when there were beatniks. I was a jazz saxophone player. I was a framer of houses. I wanted to become a contractor. I had absolutely no notion that I would be doing this at all. And then a friend of mine asked me to do him a favor. And that favor led to the insight, which essentially told me, my God, I thought everybody who owns a business knows what they're doing. And I suddenly discovered they didn't. And I was suddenly called to it. So who knows when these things are going to happen to you? I have to say to every single individual I ever meet, you cannot possibly know when that epiphany is going to strike you and you're going to be called to it. You can't know. All you can do is live your life as though it's about to come. And if you live your life as though it's about to come, it will. And when it does, it will hit you over the head in a way you've never been hit before. That's the most extraordinary moment, when you suddenly awaken and see what you've been missing.
Wow. Well, you probably get this question a lot, but what advice would you offer someone thinking about opening a new business?
Well, I would say stop. Don't open that business. Come dream with me. Come to the dreaming room. At Origination, we are licensing, certifying Dreaming Room facilitators. I did the Dreaming Room 58 times myself. I led 58 Dreaming Rooms, all to the point where I would be able to invent a system so that I could turn around to somebody like you and say, would you like to have this impact on people you know? Would you like to have this impact on people who are thinking about starting a business? Would you like to have this impact on people who are stuck and perhaps unemployed and simply don't know where to go or what to do? Well, you can, because we could teach you how to do that. So our intent is to have thousands upon thousands of Dreaming Room facilitators around the world. We now have a Dreaming Room facilitator in Colombia. We have a Dreaming Room facilitator in Sweden. We have a Dreaming Room facilitator in Denmark. We have two Dreaming Room facilitators in South Africa. We have a Dreaming Room facilitator who just left the training to go back to Sydney, Australia, where he's going to begin to conduct Dreaming Rooms there throughout the world, absolutely throughout the world. And we've only begun training Dreaming Room facilitators 3 months ago. So you got to understand, it's already happening. It's already happening. And I would say to anybody who, for any reason whatsoever, thinks they're going to start a business, please, please don't. Don't start your business yet. Before you ever write a business plan, before you ever open your door, you have got to come dream with me. You've got to come to a Dreaming Room. And the reason you have to do that is because you have to discover your passion. You have to discover the meaning of the business you wish to create. You have to discover the truly, profoundly important reason for doing this, other than simply creating a job for yourself. Creating a job for yourself is the worst thing you could possibly do. But creating a dream for yourself, a vision for yourself, a purpose for yourself, a mission for yourself, I can tell you that no business will fail who is absolutely consumed and obsessed by those four words: dream, vision, purpose, mission. And then, once that happens, you'll begin it in exactly the way that is necessary for you to build a scalable model so it can be replicated successfully again and again and again, just like a McDonald's hamburger stand could.
I tell you what, Michael, you know how they used to say, I think they used to say, Walt Disney did, come back and rediscover your child. I think you're the Walt Disney for small businesses.
You got it. Well, thank you. Nobody's ever called me that before, but I love it.
Well, I really appreciate you being here this evening. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing so much of your passion with us.
My delight.
If you would like more information about Michael Gerber, please go to the GetEI.com website. That's GETEI.com, where you can find out more about him, his website, and his amazing transformation in his books. Thank you.
And thank you for joining us on Right Now. I'm Stacey Chabot. Have an excellent week.